Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hey there! Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as a part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled, To the Young Who Want to Die. Roxane Gay reads Gwendolyn Brooks's Lifeline of a Poem. There is but one truly serious philosophical problem, and that is suicide. Albert Camus wrote in one of the most provocative opening sentences in all of literature, unspooling into one of the most daring works of philosophy. Judging whether life is or is not worth living amounts to answering the fundamental question of philosophy. All the rest, whether or not the world has three dimensions, whether the mind has 9 or 12 categories, comes afterwards. Camus was both very right and very wrong, the way only a great mind can be, because the fundamentals of philosophy come after, not before, the fundamentals of physics. By the time we can even begin answering for ourselves the question of whether or whether not life is worth living, myriad things have been answered for us by the fundamental forces that have conspired into the confluence of chance that is ourself. None of us choose the bodies or brains or neurochemistries we are born with, the time and place we are deposited into, the parents we are raised by, the culture we are cultured in. Any sense of choice we might have is already saturated with these chance inheritances and is therefore, as James Baldwin so astutely observed, part illusion and part vanity. And yet live we must with the cards we have been dealt, daily answering Camus' question about our pre-answered fundaments of chaos and chance. On those days when we are so life-weary, so defeated by the chance circumstance of our situation, so tempted to answer in the negative, the smallest gesture of kindness can be nothing less than a lifeline. That is what Gwendolyn Brooks, born June 7th, 1917, deceased December 3rd, 2000, realized over breakfast at a hotel one day in her late 60s, when a young waiter met her simple, bright, "Good morning," with a gasp on the verge of tears. "Oh, thank you. Thank you." She wondered what he must be living through, if so early in life and so early in the day he was already so heavy with despair, so grateful for the salvation of a simple smile from a stranger. One such smile had saved little Prince Arthur Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's life half a century earlier. Out of that compassionate wonderment came Brooks's lifeline of a poem, To the Young Who Want to Die, which appeared in her 1987 collection, The Near Johannesburg Boy and Other Poems, dedicated to the students of the Gwendolyn Brooks Junior High School, published by imprint she had founded and named after her father, the janitor of a music company. At the 2022 Universe in Verse, themed What is Life? Roxane Gay brought the poem to life, prefaced with a poignant personal reflection on the poem in the context of the devastating loss of her brother.
It's my great pleasure to welcome Roxane Gay.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I have had a lot of cause in recent months to think about the fragility of life. In July of last year, my younger brother died. He was 43 years old, and he was a bright, shining light. And even in his passing, he continues to illuminate the lives of everyone who loved him. And since he died, I've been thinking about how short life is, how confusing, how fleeting, how fragile. And unfortunately, we live in a world where if you are different in any way, you are often told that you should suffer, that you should hide, that you should be denied health care, that you should be denied freedom, you should be denied the right to be who you are. And so for anyone who is told that they do not belong here in this world, I offer this poem.
To the Young Who Want to Die by Gwendolyn Brooks.
Sit down. Inhale. Exhale. The gun will wait. The lake will wait. The tall gall in the small seductive vial will wait, will wait. We'll wait a week. We'll wait through April. You do not have to die this certain day. Death will abide. We'll pamper your postponement. I assure you, death will wait. Death has a lot of time. Death can attend to you tomorrow or next week. Death is just down the street, is most obliging neighbor, can meet you any moment. You need not die today. Stay here through pout or pain or peskiness. Stay here, see what the news is going to be tomorrow. Graves grow no green that you can use. Remember, green's your color. You are spring. Thank you.
Compliment with Galway Kinnell's kindred poem, Wait, composed to keep a young friend from taking his own life. Then revisit Gwendolyn Brooks on the vivifying power of books, and Audre Lorde in a wonderful anthology edited by Roxane Gay on poetry as an instrument of change and courage. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, Follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.